This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Apu Gapak. 75 international visitors from election management bodies of 23 countries have arrived in India to witness the Lok Sabha elections in the country. The delegates are participating in the 6-day program beginning today and will continue till 9th of this month. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar and Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu will address the delegates tomorrow. Thereafter, the delegates will embark on visits to Maharashtra, Goa, Gujarat, Karnataka, Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh to observe polls and related preparedness in various constituencies. The centre today lifted the ban on onion exports in a notification that the Director General of Foreign Trade said that the order effective immediately is subject to a minimum export price of US$550 per metric ton. In December last year, the export of onion was prohibited to ensure adequate domestic availability against the backdrop of estimated lower Kharif and Rabi crops in 2023-24 as compared to the previous year. The National Testing Agency is all set to conduct the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test NEET undergraduate tomorrow. More than 24 lakh candidates will appear for the examination this year at various centers across 557 cities throughout the country and 14 cities outside India, including 3 centers across the United Arab Emirates, UAE. Over 2,200 students from the UAE have registered to appear for the pen and paper-based NEET 2024 exam. The permanent mission of India to the United Nations and the Ministry of Panchayati Raj jointly organized the site event along with the United Nations Population Fund, UNFPA, at the UN Headquarters Secretariat Building in New York yesterday. The event featured impactful interactive presentations by 3 iconic women elected representatives, namely Supriya Das Datta from Tripura, Kunuku Hema Kumari from Andhra Pradesh and Neeru Yadav from Rajasthan, who shared their experiences and innovations in local governance and advancing the localization of SDGs in many thematic areas. The Indian National Center for Ocean Information Services, INCOIS, today revised the red alert for high energy swell waves to orange alert along the Kerala and Tamil Nadu coasts. The warning is expected to persist till 11:30 p.m. on Sunday. Meanwhile, Kerala continues to be on alert of high caution in coastal areas. The Kerala State Disaster Management Authority has issued directions for the public not to travel to the coastal areas. The coastal residents are also urged to temporarily evacuate as needed. Fishermen are cautioned against venturing into the sea in Kerala coast until the warning is lifted. The Upper Subansiri District Administration today organized a mass cleanliness drive at Dapurejo Township along with various NGOs and organizations spearheading the drive. DC Talapotam urged the public to extend their cooperation with the concerned department in cleaning the town. He further informed that third party will be endorsed for garbage collection from door to door and interested party, mostly NGOs, could be invited for the tender to implement it soon. The Gajraj Corps of Indian Army today organized a one-day training program called Continuous Medical Education, CME, for the troops, paramedics and paramilitary serving in Tawang region. During the training, Indian Army medicos shared their experiences on saving lives of troops affected by high altitude illnesses and unpredicted incidents due to adverse weather conditions at high altitude terrain. The demonstrations on preventive care were also done. Further, the medical professionals from paramilitary and civilian administration were also present during the training. 10 athletes from Arunachal Pradesh were selected by the Jiu-Jitsu Association of India, who are representing the country in the 8th Asian Jiu-Jitsu Championship 2024 in Abu Dhabi, UAE, from 1st to 8th of this month. In a social media post, Chief Minister Pema Khandu congratulated and wished Jeet to Jiu-Jitsu team. He said, "It is a moment of pride for this state." CM Khandu also congratulated arm wrestler Pagjar Taipodia for her double appointment as treasurer of the Indian Arm Wrestling Federation and president of the Northeast Arm Wrestling Federation. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.